Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
The conversation around quantum jumping, I've heard this sort of starting to pop into the zeitgeist a little bit as we're discussing it, and I'd love to get your insights. And I'm not sort of suggesting that everything that sort of happens requires a quantum jump, but I think it's an interesting avenue to sort of explore. What are quantum jumps and how do they happen?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the good news for the viewers who might be feeling triggered and terrified of the intensity of the healing process and integration. It all sounds very serious because it requires this kind of integrity, honesty, authenticity. However, there is an easier way to do this, and actually often proposed for people to think about the easier route to healing, because quantum jumps absolutely are possible. This is what explains instantaneous healing, these sorts of miracles, which really can be explained in a way of quantum physics terminology, just thinking about how we actually occupy different states of consciousness, different quantum states. Just think of it, if we have a higher self, and that's already operating in this higher dimensional kind of a program, if we learn to tune into that higher self alone, we're able to almost teleport ourselves into this higher state of consciousness. That's a reality free of this pain, this distortion, these lower egoic limitations, the suffering, the duality. So we have an opportunity to get there very quickly if we choose to hold space for that frequency. The difficult part and what quantum jumping really entails is choosing to accommodate a frequency which is different from what you're currently experiencing, your frequency being your energetic output. It's a different emotion, it's a different feeling, which requires a different belief system, a different expectation, everything surrounding your mental, physical state, and emotional state, which are all the tiers of consciousness that are supporting the spiritual state of your awareness. So for people that want a quantum jump, that requires a really resolute decision to choose to be consistent with this coherency, which is possible if you choose to introduce the higher self's reality. So the first thing that's of course going to come up is, how do you connect to the higher self? Because if you learn to do that, you can learn to quantum jump. That's essentially introducing this highest possibility of yourself. For people that aren't really aware of that feeling, try to imagine what it feels like to connect with this highest version of you, which you can imagine as the archetype of you with your personality, with your identity, but without the limitations. That's experiencing power, confidence, personal truth, a purpose, an intentional state of its beingness, which is coming through ultimately in this physical reality in order to achieve expansion. If you're experiencing connection to the higher self, you're able to take the best of your qualities, the best of yourself, and even these sort of non-dual qualities that are source-like, that are just divine, that are expressions of energy, of potentiality, wisdom, higher truth, that'll come through in your intuition, in your knowing, in your awareness. That explains why I'm able to do what I do, which when I go into a state of just channeling, just deeply connecting with someone or just letting awareness pour through, there's a clear cognizance channel that opens up in me personally. And that's something that all of us have the ability to tap into to a greater or lesser degree. The point is, we all have this higher self identity, which is constantly encouraging us to connect with a higher stream of intelligence. We can access that anytime we choose to surrender, open up and simply receive, which the first very difficult aspect of the matrix for a lot of people to synthesize is it's so masculine in nature that it's difficult to accommodate this feminine state of consciousness, which is required to understand the energy of your higher self. To receive is to be in the feminine state. That's a feminine action. And so for people that are used to just thinking, just being logical, rationalizing, creating strategy in their day-to-day lives, it's very difficult to think about how can I just surrender and receive. That negates your egoic reasoning. It makes you challenge your own assumptions, because if you have some gut feeling that comes up or some kind of an intuitive inclination to do something differently, your first thing that you're going to be doing is opposing that, finding every reason why you shouldn't introduce this almost irrational new belief or idea that comes in. Well, think about, first of all, none of these thoughts are random. If you're receiving anything, especially if you've been already on a journey to understanding yourself, receiving mastery, personal mastery and awareness, you've been sending out that invitation for awareness to come in. You're being guided. All of us are being guided all the time. We need to start to listen and to receive this impetus for change. And so that's how we can start to literally upgrade our consciousness, by first realizing we're constantly having this information relay to us. We just need to be at the frequency at which we can receive. So something interesting happens to people when they start to listen. Some people will have ringing in their ears. They'll start to literally have like this higher frequency transmission come in. Very often I hear this. People are thinking maybe it's tinnitus, like it's a condition, but then realizing, no, this is different. It happens sporadically. There's no medical reason for this. It's simply a sign that you are tuning into this higher frequency, or like a higher octave of your own consciousness, which is giving you information that you need to start to physically, viscerally let in. And if your brain is intercepting that, then you're not going to be able to actually feel the nature of that awareness. So if you want to go through a quantum jump, you first need to be okay with holding a higher frequency. You need to realize that what you're currently dealing with is probably some degree of doubt, skepticism. Maybe you're cynical about the whole thing. Maybe you can't imagine receiving anything that will allow you to transmute these lower density energies. But it's possible. So the first thing to also think about is, if you're dealing with any kind of resistance to transformation or to change, you're blocking the quantum jump. This is the most, you know, counterintuitive yet obvious thing that comes through. A lot of people, they want to change, but then when you hear them talk about introducing that change, they're like, no, it's impossible. Or maybe they just don't think that they deserve better, or they think that everything has to be difficult or there's a struggle. So I always encourage people to think about, what is their underlying expectation about change itself? Because from my perspective and from a higher dimensional perspective, change is everything. Change is the default. Everything's in flux. It's the only constant in life. It's change. And so if you want to be open to quantum jumping, to essentially spontaneously shifting into higher states of consciousness, you need to realize that change is that default. It's the golden ticket to realizing your higher self, realizing that is always present, and you have been the one obstructing your ability to actually instantaneously move into these higher states of consciousness. And so to quantum jump, you then need to identify, what is the new state you want to hold? What is that new program going to include? Because ultimately, this is about integrating a new program into your field and keeping it there, not entertaining it as a one-time thought, not manifesting something in your reality that you want to have change, but becoming the vessel of consciousness that can manifest and become that change, because you're living on a new frequency. And when you make that decision, very often, everything will come in that needs to come in. Your subconscious will start to rewire itself to hold this new possibility, but you have to believe it on every level of your being. So your mind needs to be in accordance with it. Your emotional state needs to be ready for that change. You physically need to be open and submitting to this higher frequency reality. And there can be no doubt left in the system, because as soon as that skepticism creeps in, you are just annihilating the possibility of that transformation. And so that's really what it takes to quantum jump. We need to heal our own aversion to change in order to make it happen.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.